Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Service. May I speak with Susan?
This is she.
Thank you. We are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? It's chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
74.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself as a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, wow. I think if it stays the way it is, it will be okay. I don't know if that's
the options for that are more positive is either very satisfied or just satisfied, and then the next one is dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Kluzikamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. It's a little bit long list. The first option is climate change and protecting the environment. Then protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. The border security. Growing the economy and creating jobs. Improving K-12 education. Combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. From the list, which are the two most important to you that the Congress should focus on?
The reproductive and abortion issue.
Okay.
And, okay, there's another one. What was it? The education for, that's important too.
The one for improving K-12 education?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me select that one. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first person is Joe Biden. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. The next one is Mary Glusskamp Paris.
95.
Thank you. The next one is Zabe Raker.
I don't know that person.
Okay. The next one is Joe Kent.
Ten.
Thank you. The next one is Bob Ferguson.
Not sure I know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is Donald Trump.
A zero.
Okay, zero. The next one is the Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you. And the last one is Republicans in Congress.
20.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusskamp Paris?
Glusskamp.
Thank you so much. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? There will be a first chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first quality or the first statement will be a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
I'm going to say 2.
I'm sorry, how much will you rate him?
Could you revisit again?
Sure. Okay, what you will need to rate is from 0 to 10. The qualities that you think on your own opinion that your member in the Congress should have. So the first statement is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Oh, and
thank you. The next statement is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
And
thank you. The next one is a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right.
8.
Thank you. The next one is someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
Thank you. The next one is a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
Thank you. And the next one is someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
I'm sorry, could you read that one again?
Sure. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
Yes, 10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusskamp Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glusskamp Paris, for Congress. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement is that Mary Guzekamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to careers and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. How would you rate these from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The next statement is that Mary Guzekamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some greasy under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House of Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for the small producers.
10.
Thank you so much. The next one is that Mary Guzekamp Perez is taking on a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profits above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people can change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask again, if the election of Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kahn or Democrat Mary Guzekamp Perez?
Democrat Mary.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kahn. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. So the first statement is that Joe Kahn doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has aligned with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of in ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Island lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp in governor. Joe Kahn's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
I'd give him a 0.
Okay. Thank you so much. So then just to confirm, the statement gives you, it doesn't give you any doubts at all to support him, or it does give you doubts to support him?
I wouldn't support him.
Okay. In that case, will be a 10. The 10 is a serious doubt to support him. Now, the next statement, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsenses. And Joe Kahn is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsenses. He wants to do defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway. Unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges in working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. In that case, from the scale to 0 to 10, meaning 10 serious, that the 10 gives you serious doubts, 5 some doubts, and 0 no doubts at all to support him, how will you rate him?
Oh, I do doubt him. So is that a 10?
Correct. In that case, if you serious doubt him, that will be a 10. Okay, thank you so much. Let me add that. After hearing more about Joe Ken, will you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
No.
So you're much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, or more likely to support him?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Ken, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I just don't like what he's about.
I'm sorry, you just don't like?
I just don't like the things that he wants to do. I don't like him.
Okay. Let me write that down real quick. Give me just a moment. Okay, great. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married? And married, living with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Do you go twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you so much. And that was basically it. I really appreciate your taking the time to take the survey with us today.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.